have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Let's call it Friday Eve. Looking forward to the happier happy hour, and Dom joining the party. You can join the party right now. Go into the phones at 844-967-2789. Dick in the garage. It's got to be a sauna out there today, Dick.
Oh, I'm actually out behind the garage in the shade. First off, congratulations to your boys. That's really impressive stuff.
Yeah, I'm quite really pleased. Cool. And that's $1,000. Dad doesn't have to scratch up. So congrats to my oldest, Caden.
Yeah, and you got two more years left with the other one, you said?
Then we're empty nesters, man.
Yeah, it goes by too fast. Anyway, you already busted my stones because I was going to bring you the classified information stuff with Trump. But what a week it's been. At the beginning of the week, you had it's buried Lindsey Graham on tape saying what a wonderful guy Joe Biden is again. Perfect guy to take us through this January 6th stuff. I mean, what do you have to do to prove that this actually happened? Now you've got Republicans trying to tell us that these peaceful demonstrations in front of Supreme Court justices, people standing with candles, talking amongst themselves, is exactly the same as people, you know, spraying whatever they were spraying, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Sure.
They attacked
Capitol police officers. Well, of course, it's not analogous whatsoever, Dick. But and I appreciate you listening, man. I hope you stay cool out there. It's hot as hell in my sauna-like studios here at the world headquarters. The internal temperature 80 degrees currently. It's like, can I get an AC in this hot box? And not the good kind of hot box. But, Dick, here is something you might not be aware of. Lefties and righties, well, we treat our audiences somewhat differently. I try to treat my audience, you know, excepting a few, you know, CJ and Lou and a couple others, try to treat them with respect. Now, there are a few on the right that, you know, slightly less respectful of their audience. And there's a slightly differing tone. And Dick, you, when you hear this, maybe you can understand why some righties just, they get confused. You know, They don't know what is an acceptable, let's just say, inside voice. And let me give you an example. InfoWars, Alex Jones. He's talking to his audience today. Well, you know, let's just say, showing him a lot of respect. Fancy Brand, you got this one? Let's play it for the people. Here is how the right treats their audience on talk radio and other platforms.
And supporting our guest, because everybody we have on is fighting with everything they've got. This is a war against you and your family of inflation and collapse. And they know everybody's going to wake up in the midst of it. That's why they want to silence the leaders, because they think they can then defeat you. So when you keep us in the fight, you keep yourself in the fight, and this is life and death. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products and sign up for auto ship and continue support. Make a donation at the top and go to the Stone Defense Fund and make a donation to him, because he's a gladiator and a champion in the fight. And if you don't support us, you're helping the enemy. And I'm not bitching at listeners. I'm telling you, this is all out war. Roger.
Roger, Roger. That's how they treat their audience. Just on like, go buy the merch. If you don't buy the merch, I will kill you.
He totally believes it until he has to defend himself for a, you know, paternity lawsuit or something.
I am not bitching at the audience. But you kind of are.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, if I treated my audience like right-wing talk radio, what, like these guys do on each and every day, I wouldn't have an audience. I can't believe they do. InfoWars founder Alex Jones, and we met this guy in Cleveland sort of briefly, he was picking fights. Kind of over by the Westbury Baptist Church people. You know, sort of. If there was ever two crews made for each other, it's the InfoWars Alex Jones crew and the Westboro Baptist crew. And they were all in the park in Cleveland outside the Republican National Committee convention, pardon me, and the anointment of Donald Trump. And we'd actually been warned that weekend, wear gas masks. We've been told as media, if you're going to cover the outside events, outside the green zone, the controlled area, bring a gas mask. And here's an early Friday grievance. We bought gas masks. We brought them, although we didn't need them, as fate would have it. And then Dom either stole or pawned my gas mask. Where's my freaking gas mask, Dom? I have no idea. He has never returned my gas mask.
I guarantee you that he's turned it into a wonderful contraption.
Sort of a hookah thing.
Had one in college. It was awesome. You can only do one a night.
Maybe he gave my mask to Alex Jones there in the park that night. Anyways, here's the story. Last one of the hour. InfoWars founder Alex Jones had an angry meltdown. No, it seems quite normal to me. Apparently prompted by his viewers not spending enough money at the InfoWars store. During a rant on his podcast, well, I guess it's not technically a radio show. You can rant all you want on a podcast. Jones declared that unnamed forces are waging a war against you and your family through inflation and collapse. Jones then pivoted to hawking gear on his online marketplace. This is life and death, he screamed. You heard him. I'm just trying to imitate. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. If you don't support us, you're helping the enemy.
Can you imagine? Buy
the merch, or you are a Marxist revolutionary supporting the enemy.
Can you imagine going over to someone's house? Hey, where'd you get that piece of crap over there? Oh, I bought it to save humanity.
Jones, as you heard, capped off his rant by declaring, this is all-out war! Something like that, right? In addition to hawking B12 vitamin supplements through InfoWarsStore.com, Jones also encouraged viewers to make a donation to Trump ally Roger Stone's Legal Defense Fund. Jones in recent months has come under continued financial duress due to lawsuits filed by families of children who were murdered at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012 and whom Jones falsely accused of being crisis actors. Jones even filed for bankruptcy last month, although a regional Department of Justice trustee in Texas accused Jones of abusing the bankruptcy process to avoid paying what he owed to the Sandy Hook families. Try to cash out in Bitcoin, right? Well, they found him on the blockchain, apparently. You know, you better go buy some more stuff from Alex Jones. How's he going to support his staff and his family and his conspiracy theories? Come back with us. The Happier Happy Hour. Dom will bring new life and vitality to this otherwise doldrum show. It's not your fault. It's mine. It's too warm in here. I'm going to get a fan. I'm going to grab a cold drink. We're going to come back. We're going to have a happier, happy hour. I can tell right now. Join us. 844-967-2789.
I will eat your ass.
Loud noises!
I will eat your ass first.
Then I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Those are fucking fighting words.